In this episode, I speak more about the 2024 Banking with Life event that's fast upon us. It's right here. And I talk about what to expect and why we're even here. How did we get here? Why do we do live events? And we get into the history and some of the origins of that. And I had fun going down memory lane, and I hope you enjoy, and I look forward to seeing you. Thank you. Welcome to the Bank with Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery, and I'm excited that you have tuned in to listen, clicked over, you know, maybe you've subscribed and you get notified that, you know, one's being released, an episode's being released. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't, if you haven't subscribed, please like and subscribe and share. All right. It helps us on the algorithms, and you know, the algorithms love us because this is the longest running organic podcast in the Infinite Banking footprint, where you get legitimate information with all the sell stuff, you know, on the side. Doesn't exist here, right? Nothing but encouragement and education here. A lot of it's nuanced, I understand, but at no time ever are we going to dumb something down, quote unquote, for our clients, or oversimplify something in hopes that, you know, we don't hurt your feelings, make you mad, or make you wander off and listen, you know, elsewhere. If you want a legitimate education on the infinite banking concept and how you might apply that for your own benefit and for the benefit of your family and the things that you love and are active in, whatever business that may be, this is the place to subscribe. So thank you. Okay, so this is early October, and I'd like to talk about the Banking with Life client event that's coming up this October, 2024, Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th. If you're a client, you already know about this. And if you're not a client, you have an opportunity. Right? And, you know, I've spoken or we've talked about what to expect, the event. We've shot a couple of promo, you know, videos encouraging, you know, our clients to attend, encouraging non-clients to consider why they might become a client of James C. Nethery and Associates, and then Ryan Griggs Capital Strategies. Griggs Capital Strategies. James C. Nethery and Associates. Okay. And so I want to talk about, you know, kind of what the expectations may be. You know, what I expect a bunch of like-minded people that are participating in the infinite banking concept, i.e. paying premium to a mutual life insurance company to enjoy a dividend paying policy that has the appropriate cash value that they can use for solving the finance, the banking function in their life. And so there's, you know, if I boil that down, you know, I mean, I'm expecting a room full of really cool, intelligent people who think outside of the box, and that's exactly what's going to be there. So my expectations are not out of line, I promise you. And then I also expect to enjoy some really cool talks that will educate me and the attendee, and with that would include some practical application when it comes to infinite banking and integrating this concept into what you do, whether you're in business or just all American, you know, a family member. This concept can be very beneficial. And so I'm going to, as I practice the infinite banking concept, and I do, and I have for a very long time, I'm going to learn things. You know, if you have 100 people in a room coming from all over the country, there's going to be some really good ideas, right? And it's kind of why it's a client-only event. There are not going to be people in the room that have no idea why anybody would be paying, you know, a life insurance company premium, or wondering why somebody wouldn't just go down to the bank and finance their life like everybody else does. You know, there's going to be a room full of people who are taking over the banking function in their life, and they understand to an awful lot, and they're going to continue to learn, continue to expand their understanding of what it means to them and enjoy the benefits. So that's very exciting to me. And then I expect really cool speakers Like I said, to learn something, not only am I going to learn from the attendees, you know, iron sharpens iron. I also get to spend some time with speakers. There's going to be maybe some new books. You know, Mr. Gray is going to release a book. Barry Dyck, who's a speaker, Ryan Griggs speaker, Barry Dyck's a speaker. He's going to have his latest book. Maybe he can, I doubt he'll have his fourth book by then. There's no way he'll have his fourth book for the next 3 weeks. It won't be completed in the next 3 weeks. So anyway, I kind of just want to talk about the event, right? And kind of what to expect. It's going to be in a historic downtown Fort Worth. This will be the second year that we've had it downtown. The venue is great. It's all in one location. There's a pre-mixer, a pre-event mixer that Friday. The event goes Saturday with an after party and book signing opportunity by the authors of their prospective books. Lunch, you know, it's great. The venue's great. The food is great. The attendees are great. The conversation is great. The intellectual stimulation is great. The camaraderie is great. And it has been very, very good. And so, you know, we continue to expect that. Maybe some highlights of last year, last couple of years. I think last year was the first year for this new venue. The venue is an upgrade. The previous venue had kind of lecture hall seating, which is what I liked so much about that. But then the catering was a little difficult, but very cool venue. It was a Fort Worth Botanic Gardens is where it was a couple of years ago. Last year, like I said, downtown Fort Worth. And so the venue's changed. It's bit of a nicer venue. It's all in one location. We can get more people in the room comfortably. And one of the highlights to me last year was a Q&A, a live Q&A session. And because of that, last year's Q&A, this year we've expanded the time that we're going to allow for questions and answers. I mean, it's pretty cool to have a question asked and answered live by, you know, people that, you know, I'm going to be on the panel. You know, I've practiced the infinite banking concept 20 years, you know, known Nelson Nash 17 years before he graduated. No, I don't know everything, but I understand the infinite banking concept and I understand life insurance. And, you know, Griggs will be on there and he's understands economics and life insurance and the infinite banking concept. And if Barry Dyck's on there, he understands the infinite banking concept, has been in business over 30 something years, understands life insurance and retirement and what we face in the big wide world today as an all-American individual just trying to, you know, maybe put something together, not go broke, enjoy our life and enjoy, you know, quote unquote retirement, passive income time. You know, so there's a lot of knowledge there that you would have the opportunity to engage with. Okay. And then kind of, you know, before the camera turned on, you know, I was speaking with Justin and Connor, these incredible young men that are AV ninjas. And, you know, we kind of got into the origins of events. You know, why do we do this? It takes a lot of effort and capital and time, money, effort, you know, to put these events together. And so why would we do that? And, you know, when I say that, you know, it's not just me. There's a whole team here. You know, there's, you know, 9 or 10 people on that Banking with Life team, right? They all have input to create or participate and make sure events like this, you know, are fun and engaging and entertaining and educational. So it's a lot is what I'm saying. And this is not, you know, this is not a sales fest. We don't put these events together. I don't host them in hopes that our clients will buy something. You know, are they going to buy something? Of course they're going to buy something. There's going to be cool merch there. You know, and when anyone practices the infinite banking concept, it is natural to expand their systems. So, you know, those things are going to happen whether we host an event or not, right? And of course, in my opinion, you know, I want to, from my position, I want to give our clients something that they can't get anywhere else, right? I want to acknowledge them and, you know, love them and allow them or create or hope for or make it available, make things available that they can participate in that they can't get any. You know, there's a benefit to working with James C. Nethery. There's a benefit to working with the Banking with Life team. And I just, it's a way for me to express my gratitude. And I really like that. Okay. And, but we were talking about the origins, you know, and before the, you know, the camera comes on. And, you know, these gentlemen have been with me in our office on our team, I think about under 5 years. Would that be fair? Okay. And they do an outstanding job. And so we started getting into the origins. Okay. And I was just sharing that, you know, the last couple of events, the Banking with Life, client-only event, this will be the third one, okay? Julie in my office, my lovely sister, she's been directly working with me in this office for 18 years, okay? A long time. I can't even believe she's, you know, old enough to have worked 18 years in my office, all right? But going back, you know, we have put together, participated in, hosted, you know, 1 year, and I've said it before and I'm say it again, but 1 year we, her and I did 27 events in 1 year. Well, that's pretty impressive until you meet a guy like Nelson Nash who was doing 35 and 40, right? But that's all he was, I'm not, when I met Nelson Nash, I believe he was about 71 or 2, I'm about 41, 42, somewhere around there. He was doing 35 to 45 events, you know, a year. But my history has, you know, gone back really to about, well, let's just go way back, okay? Let's go down memory lane with Jimmy. And I started in the life insurance industry and the life insurance business, you know, it was back in 1991. Okay. And I'm floundering around trying to figure out what I like to do, what I want to do. And the ultimate underlying motivation was, you know, to help people. I love people. I want to help them. And then I thought in my mind that, you know, if you help someone financially, you know, that's an awful lot of help. And you could really benefit them and you could, you know, earn an honest living along the way, providing good service. And so, you know, that's the origins, 1991. And I'm floundering around, you know, deciding what I like to do. And I wound up, life insurance made sense to me. And, you know, I have a history of that. But along about 2003, I believe, you know, there's been different iterations in my practice, but in around about 2003, I was doing retirement seminars, right? Where, you know, you'd host a luncheon or most of the time it was a luncheon and you would lecture for an hour, hour and a half. And I can lecture for 2 hours if I'm really excited about something and then have lunch. And, you know, you might gain clients through new relationships. You might not. But then I met Nelson Nash along about 2004, I believe. And, you know, that's after 14 years of being in the life insurance business, moderately successful. And here I meet Nelson Nash. Well, I discovered the book, Becoming Your Own Banker, because I went to an event that was hosted, I believe at that time, it was either by an agency, an insurance agency, or an IMO, which is an independent marketing organization. And I've been very active in my profession, you know, to have designations, affiliations, and memberships and different associations, you know, because I'm a student of my profession, among other things, right? I'm a student of history, my faith, and economics. But, you know, I just wanted to learn as much as I possibly could, not only to benefit myself and expand my knowledge so I could directly help clients and their and prospective clients. So anyway, I go to this 2-day event, and I know my story's out there on YouTube, and I'm not trying to retell it here. But I went to like a 2-day event. I believe it was 2 days, and there are different speakers from different perspectives of the insurance industry. It could have been Medicare supplement, retirement planning, whatever it was. And the speakers typically referenced, you know, books or materials, right? Well, one gentleman referenced Nelson's first book, Becoming Your Own Banker. So I was exposed to this idea of becoming your own banker by attending an event that had outside speakers. And it was an educational event. That man didn't get paid for me being in attendance, right? He was sharing, you know, his experience, what he was excited about. Now, maybe he could have been trying to recruit agents. I don't really remember, but I didn't perceive it that way. Anyway, I take Nelson's book home and, you know, and I'm off to the races after I read that, after it sat on my nightstand for really a too long of a time period, and I wind up calling Nelson. My point here is that I went to an event and somebody was speaking about becoming your own banker, and I purchased the book. That was my beginning. And then I've, you know, been tried to be participatory, you know, I've tried to be active in my education and my learning, and I have been. And a lot of times that's going to hosted events, whether it's, like I said, an insurance company, sales, education, training, however the event is billed, right? And I'm going and attending to learn. And I would, of course, not be alone in the room, right? There would be, you know, colleagues from all over the country attending, trying to do the same thing, learn, improve, be a better service, you know, to their clients. And so that method of learning, I particularly like. You know, of course, I love to read. I love to, you know, watch educational videos, and I understand the dynamics of, you know, even how we learn have changed somewhat. You know, my old school, you know, you went back to these, you know, there wasn't TikTok, YouTube, and all of those things. You had to go and typically listen to someone live. Well, when you did that, you got to meet other cool people that did the same thing. So I think there's value in events, and I've participated in them and have hosted them, you know, over the years. And so that's kind of why do we do an event? You know, and two, after I meet Nelson Nash, right? How did he meet Leonard E. Reed? You know, so Nelson Nash was a life insurance agent, got licensed in 1964, I believe. And it was, you know, whatever agency that he was working in, you know, it was his responsibility. I think that they rotated to put together an event, an annual event for their agents at the bare minimum. And he would go out and get different speakers. And I was just sharing with the guys the conversation I had with Nelson one time. He had learned about Leonard E. Reed through Leonard E. Reed's writings and FEE, the Foundation of Economic Education. And so he wanted to host Leonard Reed at one of these events that he was responsible for putting together. So he calls up Leonard Reed and tells him, it's like, you know, I'd like to, you know, this is what I'm doing. It's my responsibility. I would like for you to come and speak. And like, where are you at? Birmingham, Alabama. And so Leonard E. Reed gives him some businessman's name and says, you know, you need to go talk to this guy. And so Nelson didn't know this businessman in Birmingham, Alabama, but he goes into his office, and I don't recall whether it was a set appointment or he just walked in. I'm sure it was probably a set appointment. And he goes in and introduces himself, and he says, hey, I'm putting together this, you know, event, and I want, you know, Leonard to come down and speak. And the guy just writes a check, right? So, and I don't know how much Leonard Reed charged, if he did charge to speak, but that check paid for all the expenses of the event, you know, and I just thought that was a pretty cool thing. And that's how Leonard E. Reed and Nelson Nash met, right? It was because of an event. And so I think that's pretty cool. And if you go back in Nelson's generation, you know, even going back maybe to the turn of the previous century, here's 2024. So if we go into the early 1900s, you know, there were lectures being put on in every great city in America. Personal, you know, they put it in the newspaper, put it on the radio maybe, and they speak about whatever topic. And so I think there personally, I have found great value in participating in events. If I want to learn, and I am a learner, you know, I learn different ways. I understand that. But I like the idea of an event. There's a history of us putting on events, and there's a history to live lectures. And I think it's a very cool way to learn. And so, you know, it's kind of some of the background of why I host, why do I take the time, make the effort, and to put these things together. Number one, of course, you know, we love our clients and we want to provide them something that they can't get somewhere else. We want to help expand their understanding of the infinite banking concept and economics in general, right? We want them to know that there are other like-minded people that are doing what they're doing, and they're not the Lone Ranger. You know, they're not the weirdo because they're, you know, paying more premium than the average financial advisor would encourage them to pay, or whatever the case may be. You know, they can go somewhere and be open about and not feel that they can't share the infinite banking concept, right? I.e. paying these large premiums, you know, whether it's their brother-in-law that already knows everything that you try to avoid at Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. You know, my point is there's a bit of like relief. I don't have to go in there and be, you know, suspect that I'm going to be sold anything or I'm going to be berated because of what I'm interested in and what I am doing. There's a great value to that. And then, like I said, you know, iron sharpens iron. There's a lot of different people. You have 100 people in the room that practice the infinite banking concept. They're all doing different things. They could be doing 150 different things, right? And maybe have the opportunity to learn the perspective of someone else. There's value there. So the speakers this year are going to be Barry Dyck, the author. He just published his fourth book, The Retirement Ruse. There's going to be Larry Silverstein, a very high executive in at the best life insurance company in North America to practice the infinite banking concept with. I don't care what people are marketing that says otherwise. That is a fact. And I can substantiate my statements. May not be able to prove it, you know, but I think I can. But then, and that's not to say that you can't practice the concept with other companies. I'm not disparaging any company. I'm just saying this one is the best. And the vice president of that company is going to be here speaking. Yeah, where can you do? You will not have the opportunity ever to see all of these speakers at the same time again, right? Larry Silverstein, Barry Dyck, Ryan Griggs is going to speak in his topic. I don't want to give it away, but it's very, his topic is, Ryan Griggs, his topic is very appropriate. What you would want to know, I mean, it's a key component of practicing the infinite banking concept over any time period, right? And then if you practice this concept over a long time period, my talk is going to be very appropriate. Right, so all of these, you know, in they're consistent and they're congruent, even though they weren't pre-planned. Right, I didn't get on the phone with Larry. Hey, Larry, what are you going to talk about? I didn't get on the phone with, you know, Barry Dyck and like, hey, Barry, what do you want to talk about? And you know, what's your subject? Well, of course, his subject is his book. And the same with Ryan. You know, I didn't call Ryan. Hey, let's talk about this. You talk about that. No, everyone is going to share, all of the speakers are going to share ideas and topics, subjects that they want to share, right? But they also believe, me included, that they're valid, they're worthy, they're beneficial, and you, a listener, anyone who practices the infinite banking concept would want to hear and be aware of. So, I mean, that's pretty exciting. Then, I know I mentioned downtown historic Fort Worth. I won't go into why this location is as historic as it is, but I assure you it's historic. And then, you know, Fort Worth is the center of the country, right? Fort Worth, Texas. the center of the country, right? Now, I'm not saying, you know, Florida might be a place to go sometime, or California or whatever. The center of the country, the center of the Banking with Life world, is 20 miles south of Fort Worth. I mean, it's a place to be, October 25th and 26th. And I hope to see you there. That's the other opportunity for me, is I get to meet clients that I've never met. You know, we've spoken over the phone. We have a relationship. You know, there's you feel like you already know them. You feel like they're friends, and some even family, but you've not actually met them. And that's exciting. So I look forward to meeting you if you're a client and I have not met you yet. And the same with the whole team, the same with Ryan and his team. You know, I'm sure he has clients that he's never met. And I know he's excited to meet you. I know I'm excited to meet you, and the team here is excited to meet you. And then you, the attendee will get to meet the team, and surely there's some satisfaction in that, knowing who you're working with across the country. So I get it. We're in the 21st century. A lot of activity can be done, you know, digitally, electronically, through video and all of that. And a lot of things are done that away. But nothing takes the place, flesh on flesh, belly to belly, you know, handshake, and, you know, right there, the in-person live connection with people you care about and would want to learn from. So I'm excited, and I hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.